The Susan Show.
101.5 WBNQ.
Welcome back to school for those who have their first day today. Maybe you're listening on the bus, maybe you're listening on the commute, but I want to make sure you are listening up because on Monday, there's going to be a solar eclipse after 1 o'clock in the afternoon that is going to be almost totality here in central Illinois, but not quite. And the safest way for you to view that eclipse is to make sure you've got protective eyewear. Otherwise, the damage can be severe. And to talk about eyewear and what happens if you don't have the eyewear and more. Very happy to welcome into the studio, after 38 years of experience and more here in Central Illinois, Dr. Wilson Movic, who's with Eye Care Associates over on Washington Street. Dr. Movic, I do want to say thank you to Brianne, your director of everything at Eye Care Associates, for reaching out and saying, you should really talk to Dr. Movic, because those statements about looking through Mylar balloons are crap. And I was concerned, too. So I thank you for coming in today. There was a news report last week saying that if you don't have the ability to find those glasses that you need in time or the glasses that you have aren't safe, you could look through an old Mylar balloon. Just to confirm for me, Doc, that is not true.
Not true. But hi, Susan. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.
Not true at all. You can do the search on that. They used to make glasses you could look at the sun with aluminized Mylar.
Mm-hmm.
A Mylar balloon is not the same thing.
Okay.
So you cannot use a Mylar balloon.
And now we come to find out, and I do want you to lean a little forward closer to that microphone or pull it closer towards you. The other thing we are now discovering is that a lot of people did go out and get what they thought were safe solar eclipse glasses, only to now in the 11th hour find out that those eclipse glasses in some cases are not as reliable as we thought they would be. There's been giant recalls from a variety of different sources. How can we figure out if the solar eclipse glasses that we may have are good enough to use safely on Monday?
The one place that everybody gets referred to, in fact, if you go to the NASA website, it tells you to go to eclipse.aas.org, and there's a tab that says eye safety, and if you click on that tab, there's a list of certified suppliers. They do say that that's not everybody that's certified, it's just the ones that they knew of and they checked.
And they checked. And it also, I'm on that page right now, and I'm going to be linking that over to our WBNQ Facebook page. It also includes some things you may see written on the glasses that will point you in the direction of them being strong enough and thick enough.
Yes, there's a standard, the ISO standard 12312.2, and that says that those glasses block the necessary ultraviolet and infrared light and also dim the intensity of what you're looking at. The problem is that I guess anybody can print that on anything and sell it online, and you're just not sure.
We could have counterfeit glasses, and people wouldn't realize it. Now, some folks are saying, oh, I got a pair of welder's glasses in my garage. I'm just going to use those. Are welder's glasses or goggles or masks, are those appropriate, and will they be safe enough?
If they're number 14, yes. Anything less than number 14 isn't going to block the intensity well enough to protect your eyes. And just know that it's not additive, so you can't put two sevens together or a 10 and a 4.
You can't double layer.
Right.
And create something. Let's talk about the glasses that you actually brought in, not for me, but for someone else in the building, and now I'm a little jealous that he's got his and I don't have mine yet. I looked through the glasses that you brought in. They look inexpensive, you know, they're paper, but the material that you're actually looking through for your sun exposure on Monday during the eclipse was so dark, I can't see anything through them. I took them for a test run, and I can see nothing through them, but I don't have the sun right outside the window to check. Can you see anything through those glasses that makes them worthwhile to have?
When I look at the sun through them, I see a yellow circle in the sky, and everything else around it is black.
So when we get into the moments of totality in southern Illinois, or almost totality here in central Illinois, because we're not going to get totality where you can take off the glasses and look up without concern, you're not going to see much, are you?
I don't think so. I can't say I know how dark it's going to be during that partial eclipse, but I would bet that you look up and you're just going to see a faint banana-shaped light coming out of the sky.
Around us, it's going to be really interesting. I mean, the birds are going to be quiet and go back to their nests. Scientists say this happens every single time. It's going to be dark. Temperature's going to drop. And there's going to be some really interesting shadows on the ground. But if you think you're going to get away with just looking at the sun without protection, what happens to you, Doctor?
Well, one of the most important parts of our eye is called the macula. And the macula is where you see your best. So when I'm looking at you now, I see you clearly because I'm pointing my macula at you. If I look to my right at a bookshelf, and I can see the bookshelf looking at you, but it's mm-hmm. not in focus. But if I want to see the bookshelf and I point my macula there, then you're blurry. So that's the most important part. When you look at the sun during a normal sunlight day, mm-hmm. after a second, you look away because it's just too bright.
Mm-hmm.
But during an eclipse, especially when it's 8/10, 9/10 covered, you can look at it and your first impression is, you know, this isn't very bright. I can see that. But what's happening is the infrared and ultraviolet light and the other bright waves from the sun are coming back, hitting the macula and damaging some of the cells. And so if let's say there's a million cells
uh-huh.
and you damage 20% of them, that's 20% of blind spots you have in the macula. So
that will recover someday or are permanently damaged forever?
If they're going to recover, it's going to be in 1 month to 1 year. If you aren't going to get any, if it's still there after 1 year, it's going to be permanent.
And there's nothing you can do?
There is no treatment.
And will you feel it happening? Would it be painful?
No. The retina has no pain nerves. So it almost would be a case where you do it and then 10 minutes later you look and say, boy, I got this black spot there.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been through a solar eclipse that you've been able to witness in your lifetime?
No.
So this is your first one. What are your plans as a doctor of optometry? And again, if you're just tuning in, this is Dr. Wilson Movic, Eye Care Associates. He's telling us what can really happen if we are looking at the solar eclipse without protection on Monday, even though the protection I just tried out makes everything pretty much unseeable. What will you do on Monday?
I will probably go out and look at it. Not for long, just to kind of see it. So I might walk out, look at it for 3 or 4 or 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
go back inside, do something else.
Will you wear the protective glasses that you brought in today?
Yes.
And will you be watching with other people? I mean, some people are doing a party.
I don't know what's happening exactly.
Okay. Now, again, totality is going to happen in Southern Illinois, closest to us, where they are telling people you can take off your glasses during that minute to 2 minute period and be able to look up safely. But here we will not have 100% totality. We are outside of that path. So again, looking at the solar eclipse on Monday without any eyewear protection is going to cause you damage. Are there any ways, if you can't get a hold of glasses, that you can DIY a solar eclipse viewer that you approve of, Dr. Movic?
If you've looked online, you've seen this pinhole projector.
Uh-huh.
And what you can do is take a thin piece of cardboard, punch a hole in it, and then with your back to the eclipse, hold that up over a white piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see that image projected onto the white paper coming through the pinhole.
So your face is not pointed at all towards the sun.
Right.
You can see it there.
When you hear that pinhole thing, it's not that you look through the pinhole at the sun. You don't do that.
No, you don't do that. Anything else we should tell people about eye safety on Monday? Because I'm wondering if they shouldn't be shutting down highways all around the country where, you know, how the sun can get at that angle where it's coming through the top of your windshield and you should put down your flap, but sometimes the car flap doesn't hit every spot. You could be in your car and accidentally hurting your eyes right through the windshield.
You know, you could, but gosh, with all the newsprint and radio and TV warnings about not looking at it,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's that saying about you can give someone a hammer, but you can't stop them from hitting themselves with it.
This is absolutely true. Dr. Movic, thank you so very, very much for coming in today. Again, if people have any questions about whether or not their eclipse glasses are going to work or not, I'm putting up the link that Dr. Movic gave on our WBNQ Facebook page. Any final thoughts about eye health you should pass on today? Because it's also the first day of school, so I'm sure there have been lots of kids, or there's going to be lots of kids coming in saying, I can't see the board.
Actually, it'll slow down now. The big rush is right before the first day of school. Once the first day of school starts, it slows down a lot. So parents are pretty good in town to take care of all that before school starts.
All right, so it's a good time for us adults to catch up on our eye exams. Is that correct? All right. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Susan. And